In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On Sunday nights over the past few weeks, I have much appreciated joining in with the short service of Compline on Zoom that St. Catherine's is offering. Since my student days, I have come to love this special liturgy for the close of the day, which I used to attend in one of the college chapels. During Compline, a hymn is sung. Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep. Compline is above all a service of quietness and reflection, and so it ends in silence. In our case, we sign off. After Compline last Sunday, I was in bed reading the Bible texts for today when I came across the following verse in Thessalonians. So then, let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. Sober I was, but I did not want anybody telling me not to sleep. Now, before anyone can mentally interject, of course, the kind of sleeping and keeping awake that Paul is writing about in his letter to the Christian community in Thessaloniki is not to be understood in the literal sense of interrupting the necessary rhythm between wakeful activity and restorative sleep. Paul was writing to a community which had responded gladly to the good news of Jesus Christ, which he had shared among them, a community which, like Paul himself, was waiting for Jesus' return. Clearly, there were mounting frustrations among them that this expectation had not been fulfilled. On Paul's part, there was also the frustration that he was prevented from visiting them in person in order to address this and a host of issues that had cropped up and where they needed guidance. Timothy, whom he had sent in his place, had returned with encouraging news of the Thessalonian congregation. Nevertheless, Paul feels the need to keep in touch, to instruct and to encourage. The time of waiting was becoming intolerably long, not only for his own revisit, but more crucially for them, the time of waiting for Jesus' return. Jesus, the Master, had departed with the promise that he would return. The issues that were raising their heads concerned how they were to fill this time of waiting, which showed no signs of ending. More than impatience, complacency and lethargy were beginning to set in. The punch and thrust of the good news to which they had responded with such initial enthusiasm was beginning to wear off. Paul sensed the dangers of loose morals and above all the neglect of love and concern for one another setting in. It was the signs of falling asleep or walking or sleepwalking, that is, the slackening of commitment and energy that Paul was warning against. And here we are in the 21st century, after Christ, still waiting. Within this seemingly unending time of waiting, we are in the midst of another bubble of waiting, the COVID bubble. Within the confines of this bubble, we have in 2020 inevitably moved through the seasons and reached the end of the church calendar. Easter, Pentecost, Trinity, and all the Sundays after Trinity, St. Michael's and All Angels in September, and even All Saints and All Souls have slipped by, leaving little, if any, marks of celebration or remembrance. And now we are counting the Sundays before Advent season, which leads up to Christmas. We look ahead with big question marks about how this feast can be celebrated in church and in our families. Distancing, protecting ourselves and others, isolation and waiting are the hallmarks of how we live and how our living with each other in the family, with friends and the wider community plays out. For us as Christians, these parameters cut into the heart of our understanding of being the body of Christ. Fellowship with one another is so central to our way of life. We become weary of waiting for this possibility to be restored. Are we showing signs of frustration, lethargy, and even resignation? Are we beginning to question the meaning and importance of our Christian fellowship? Do we tend to give up on what we think we have lost because we cannot meet, sing, and worship together in person? Do we feel that we have not the energy or desire to make all the personal effort to find alternatives? All this might be very real, and none of it is reprehensible. More importantly, none of it need have the last word. What has Paul to say? And what would Jesus say to us? Paul implores the Thessalonian Christians not to let their guard down, to stay alert. Alert for what, we may ask? Paul challenges us, stay alert for the opportunities and surprises God has in store. Stay watchful and in readiness to act. You are day people, not night people, who resign and walk through life numbed, without purpose, initiative, or hope. We are called in every situation to live in the light of hope, to put on, as he says, the breastplate of faith and love. The reading we heard ends with this plea: therefore, encourage one another and build one another up. In the parable of the talents in Matthew 25, Jesus is making precisely this point of remaining alert, active, and positive over an indeterminate time of waiting for the Master's return. The unequally divided talents between the three servants do not mean a show of favoritism, nor challenge to competition. Rather, the talents represent as much a distribution of responsibilities and opportunities as they are gifts. This puts the emphasis of the parable not on how many talents each servant starts out with, but what he or she does with the responsibilities and opportunities he or she is entrusted with. These we are given even in this trying time of the COVID pandemic. The question is, do we respond with doubt, resignation, and resentment, like the third slave who makes nothing of the talent put in his hand and even buries it safely out of the way? Or do we recognize the responsibilities and opportunities we have and act on them? Do we take hold of the opportunities to be creative and to work for justice? Do we recognize and act on opportunities of standing in for truth, or with gestures of warmth and concern? Some among us have a bigger scope to act, to do a good deed, show kindness and neighborliness. Others much less so. Some are very much confined, depressed and lonely. Can we bring joy and rekindle hope in them? Finally, may we rekindle our own hope. To quote one commentator's rephrase of Paul, off with the nightshirt, on with the armor. And I add, the armor of love. For remember, we stand in a long tradition of those who have kept the faith and been servants of love. Amen.